But right now, against our better judgment, we've decided to do something that has never been done at 840 or on the ticket, and that is something called the Muser's Combo Platter. Now, what we have done, we have distributed all of our characters into a hopper, and then we have a hopper that has scenarios.
Hopper!
So we're going to go into the Muser's Hopper. Jer is going to draw, and he's going to draw blindly.
Hello.
This could be who knows what character he'll draw, and then he'll draw another character, and then a scenario for those two characters, and then you're going to hear what that would sound like. Personally, I think this could be a stinking disaster, but this may be something that we'll do weekly. Who knows? How do you think it's going to go, Gordo?
I think that it's going to be the most wheels-off segment in ticket history, and that's saying a lot.
And that could be great. All right, so, Jer, if you would reach into the hopper and look at it.
All right, the first character. Oh, I'm loud. First character is Dale Hansen.
Oh, my goodness.
From Channel 8?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Let's see who else we get in here.
Character number one, all right.
All right, we have Mushmouth Thomas.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What are these two doing?
Let's see. They're going to be singing a duet.
Okay. So Dale Hansen and Mushmouth singing a duet.
What is the duet? Do you have a song?
Yeah, draw a bunch
of songs or something.
Poker Face.
Oh, my gosh.
By Lady Gaga.
All right. So Lady Gaga, Poker Face is Dale Hansen and Mushmouth.
What just happened?
I'm not sure we're ready for this, pal.
That was the first ticket combo platter.
That's your first ticket combo platter.
In tickets
platter.
History. And all right, let's hope it's the last. Yay!
No, we've got to draw some more.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, and character number one is the fake Michael Irvin.
Fake Michael Irvin, all right.
And he will be joined by Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. All right.
And their fun, happy scenario will be performing a scene from The Notebook.
A scene from The Notebook.
Goodness.
How are they going to pull this off? All right.
Interesting morning.
Lon is here in town.
He's here?
Yes. I saw his car at the hotel.
I see you got my letters. What are you going to do,
Michael? I don't know.
Michael, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Okay, we're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? You know, they happened, you know.
I know they happened, and they were wonderful. And they were wonderful. But they were also very irresponsible. I have a fiancé waiting on me at the hotel who's going to be crushed when he finds out what I did.
So you make love to me. And then you go back to your husband? Was that your plan? Was that a test I didn't pass, Michael?
No! I made a promise to a man. He gave me a ring. I gave him my word.
And your word is shot to hell now, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know! I'll find out when I talk to him.
This is not about keeping your promise. It's not about following your heart. This is about security for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Money.
What are you talking about?
He's got a lot of money.
No, I hate you! You smug bastard!
Well, I hate you. If you leave here, I hate you.
What? Haven't you been paying attention to anything that's been happening these past few days?
I guess not. I guess I must have misread all those
signals. Yes, I guess you did.
You're bored. You're bored and you know it. You wouldn't be here if there wasn't something missing.
You arrogant son of a bitch.
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you?
Okay,
what
stay
for? Look at us. We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight, Michael. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass, okay?
Okay.
I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second rebound rate, and you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. Okay, it's going to be really hard. Okay, and we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. Okay? I want all of you. Forever. You and me, Michael. Every day. Will you do something for me, please?
What?
Will you just picture your life with me? 30 years from now, 40 years from now. Yeah. What's it look like?
Well, it's,
If it's with that guy, if you picture your life with that guy, then go. Go. I lost you once. I think I could do it again. If I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out of me, Michael.
What's an easy way? Don't you take the easy way. There is no easy way.
Don't you take the easy way.
No matter what I do, somebody gets
hurt. What everyone wants. Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
Wow.
Yes.
That was really moving.
Something moved.
That has to be the only time that Michael Irvin and Donald Trump have performed the big fight scene from The Notebook.
That's the power the segment has.
Well, that's got to be it.
Dreams come
true. That's enough scenarios.
Right, so that's probably enough, right? We're going
to have one more we should do, just to make sure proof of concept here.
Okay.
All right, let's see. We've got... Oh, fake Dick Vitale.
Oh, okay.
And he will be teamed up with fake Billy Tubbs.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I guess that means George is going to have to do fake
I guess so.
Dick
Vitale. All right, and they will be...
calling a basketball game.
Teaching a sexual education class.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
To what grade?
Fifth grade.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what you got there, baby?
Where do babies come from?
That's a good question, kiddo. That's an awesome question. Well, let me explain it to you this way, baby. Let's say you got a bear in the woods, right? He's like a male bear, and he sees a female bear, and he says, "Hey, baby, it's going to be business time. It's time to produce a primetime player, another Yogi, another Smokey the Bear, who was truly an awesome bear." And he says, "Hey, let's start, you know, let's get the music going, baby. Let's play some music and let's start dancing. And then I'll jump on you. And then the next thing you know, you shoot out a bear, baby."
I don't know if your explanation was correct, Chuck.
Okay, well, what you got, Billy?
Well, I don't know how to make a human baby, but I can tell you how to impregnate a kangaroo.
Okay, let's hear. Listen up, kids.
You climb on top of the kangaroo. And you finish without conscience.
Okay, we'll explain that a little later when you get older, maybe.
When you love a chicken very much, you climb into a woodshed with it and you grab a fistful of motor oil and you rub it all over your bathroom. Then you use a stick on yourself to get yourself going. And then after the moon gets overhead, you're pregnant with baby Chuck.
Well, here's an interesting fact about chickens.
That's how girls give men babies.
The female chicken does not have a vajayjay. It has a vent, baby. I bet you didn't know that about chickens.
I'm going to vent some tonight, Chuck.
Okay, kids. You know, go home and ask your parents about the vents.
You know how I was born, Chuck?
How, baby?
My dad had diarrhea on my mom's high school diploma, and then she got a baby for Christmas.
What just happened here?
Did we have to do the last one?
What? Do we have to do any of them? No more ticket combo platters. No more unusual twosomes in unusual scenarios.
I'm dumping them in the trash now.
It's 8:50 on the ticket. How far are the Cowboys from this? Next.